For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Katie Reardon. Theaters and concert halls fell silent this year due to the pandemic. But at Memphis's Orpheum Theater, a voice from another silent era will soon be heard again. As WKNO's Christopher Blank reports, the 90-year-old Wurlitzer organ has returned from a two-year restoration.
Look up silent movies on the internet, and most sound something like this. That's not what audiences heard when the Orpheum Theater first opened its doors back in 1928. Like many of the fancy new theaters of that time, made for vaudeville acts and silent films, it came with a built-in sound system.
A theater with an organ in it takes one organist, and you have a show. Anybody who's listening is immediately impressed. One person, one instrument.
That's Vincent Astor, a local history buff and organist. He says that the Rudolf Wurlitzer Company in upstate New York invented the Swiss Army knife of theater organs.
The proper name of a theater organ is a unit orchestra.
Meaning its powerful electro-pneumatic pipes, all tucked behind the plush red drapery, could replicate a nine-piece orchestra. From violins to brass to percussion. Let's add a walking bass line.
And of course, being a theater organ, it has many sound effects. Theater organs are full of bells and whistles.
Yes, literally. This is not a synthesized recording of a train. Each sound is mechanically produced. And back when trains were in a lot of silent movies, this is the sonic equivalent of Technicolor. These organs helped put the roar in the roaring 20s.
And one of their promotional people, one of their marketing people, came up with the term Mighty Wurlitzer. And it stuck.
In the year before the Great Depression, the Orpheum paid $19,000 for its Wurlitzer, which might be about $300,000 today. A recent restoration cost about $500,000. But Astor, who wrote the first check, said the need was urgent.
It was worn out. Taped together and Band-Aids and solder and baling wire and chewing gum.
2 years ago, it was packed up and shipped to Chicago. Theater organ restorer J.L. Weiler pronounced it nearly lost. It returns not just restored, but greatly improved.
It sounds better now than it did when it was installed in 28.
Tony Thomas has been playing this organ for about 40 years now. Recently, I found him getting reacquainted with its almost magical sounds. He says that for all their pomp and circumstance, Wurlitzers can be incredibly ethereal. Much depends on the player.
It's really more like orchestrating. The very best pipe organists know how to shade very subtly by changing the palette of tones.
Or in organ parlance, pulling out the stops. And a moment later, that's what Thomas does. Ironically, with a Mighty Wurlitzer, you don't need 76 trombones, just one very talented music man. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
To hear more music from the Orpheum's Mighty Wurlitzer, visit WKNOFM.org.